Have you ever found yourself at the sharp end of disrespect? How did it make you feel? Frustrated? Angry? Or did it perhaps make you question your own worth? What if I told you that there's a way to handle such situations with the calm assurance of a king, unfazed and even strengthened by the experience? As Marcus Aurelius once said, "The fruit of this life is good character and acts for the common good." Good character is defined by not only helping yourself, but also, and more importantly, by helping others. Being a force of good for other people is, in the eyes of the Stoics, our duty. This may involve your closest relatives or a wider audience. It's not about the quantity, but the quality of help provided. Just as Jesus said, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its own fruit." Being a good man is to lead by example. And thus, today's Stoic rule is one by Epictetus. Don't explain your philosophy, embody it. Lesson 1. The Stoic Shield, guarding your inner citadel. Let's begin our journey with a fundamental question. Why do you think the Stoics remained poised in the face of disrespect? The answer lies in their robust concept of the inner citadel. But what exactly is this inner citadel and how can it help us today? Marcus Aurelius once noted, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." This concept represents a mental fortress, protecting your peace of mind. The inner citadel is a metaphor used by the Stoics to describe a person's core of rationality and virtue that remains untouched by external chaos and disrespect. It is built through the practice of self-discipline, wisdom, and understanding of one's own mind. Imagine it as a fortified space where your true self resides, invulnerable to the outside world's negative influences. The strength of this citadel depends on your ability to remain rational and virtuous, even when faced with situations that are designed to elicit an emotional and unguarded response. Marcus Aurelius believed that we could control our perceptions, direct our actions, and willingly align our attitudes irrespective of external circumstances. By fortifying our inner citadel, we ensure that no external event has the power to disturb our peace of mind or detract from our moral integrity. This concept is essential because it places the locus of control firmly within ourselves, making us architects of our own tranquility. Each day provides us with new bricks and mortar in the form of choices. Each decision we make in accordance with Stoic principles strengthens our citadel. Disrespect often feels like a personal attack, and our instinctual reaction is to defend ourselves or retaliate. This response stems from a perceived threat to our ego or self-image, areas where we are especially sensitive and vulnerable. The Stoics teach us, however, that our self-worth should not be dependent on the opinions or behaviors of others. They argue that external events, including the words and actions of others, are indifferent. They do not have the power to harm us unless we allow them to. This is because true harm to a Stoic is anything that compromises our ability to live virtuously. Thus, when someone disrespects us, it is not an attack on our core self, but rather on a superficial image perceived by others. Recognizing this distinction is crucial, as it allows us to detach our self-worth from external validation. Instead of reacting defensively, we can view disrespect as a test of our philosophical fortitude, challenging us to respond with virtue rather than impulse. The Stoics developed several strategies to maintain resilience in the face of adversity, including disrespect. One key strategy is the practice of objective judgment. This involves stepping back from the immediate emotional reaction and assessing the situation with rational detachment. Ask yourself, is this truly harmful to my character, or is it merely an unpleasant external event? This perspective helps to differentiate between true harm and mere inconvenience or discomfort. Another strategy is the premeditation of evils, a Stoic exercise where one anticipates potential challenges or negative events. By contemplating these possibilities in advance, you reduce the shock and emotional impact when they do occur. This practice not only prepares you to handle disrespect when it arises, but also strengthens your overall emotional and philosophical resilience. Stoics also emphasize the importance of maintaining a consistent focus on one's own actions and responses. By concentrating on what is within our control, we empower ourselves to respond appropriately and maintain our tranquility. Practical daily exercise, reflective shielding. To practically apply these Stoic principles, start each day with a moment of reflection. Consider the virtues you wish to embody and affirm your commitment to guarding your inner citadel against external negatives. Throughout the day, when faced with potential disrespect, employ the strategy of reflective shielding. Pause and ask yourself, does this situation deserve a breach in my citadel, or can I deflect it with virtue and rationality? Visualize these disruptive words and actions as arrows bouncing off the robust walls of your fortress. This mental imagery reinforces your resilience and keeps you anchored to your Stoic principles. Additionally, it is helpful to keep a journal in which you record instances of disrespect and your responses to them. Reflect on these entries to assess your progress and identify areas for improvement. This ongoing practice will not only deepen your understanding of Stoic philosophy, but also enhance your ability to maintain composure under pressure. A key component of maintaining your inner citadel is Stoic acceptance, acknowledging that some aspects of life, especially the behavior of others, are beyond your control. This acceptance is not passive resignation, but an active engagement with reality as it is. By accepting that you cannot control others' actions or words, you focus instead on controlling your own responses. This shift in focus liberates you from unnecessary emotional turmoil and aligns your actions with your values. When disrespect arises, instead of reacting with hurt or anger, a Stoic chooses to respond with understanding and, if possible, forgiveness. This approach not only preserves inner peace, but also often disarms the offending party. They expect a fight but find none, and this can lead to better outcomes and even respect. Every instance of disrespect, while unpleasant, also offers valuable lessons. It provides a real-time opportunity to practice Stoic virtues such as patience, temperance, and courage. Ask yourself what the situation teaches you about your own character and resilience. Does it reveal areas where your inner citadel might be weaker and more susceptible to external influence? Use these insights to fortify your philosophical understanding and emotional defenses. Furthermore, consider the source of the disrespect. Often, understanding the motivations behind others' actions gives you a clearer perspective on how to respond appropriately. It can also foster empathy, as you recognize that disrespectful behavior often stems from the other person's struggles or insecurities. When it comes time to respond to disrespect, the Stoics advocate for responses that are measured, rational, and virtuous. A well-considered response that reflects your inner calm and rationality can diffuse tension and even earn the respect of others. Before responding, take a deep breath and recall your commitment to Stoic principles. If a response is necessary, aim for one that upholds your dignity without escalating conflict. This might mean addressing the disrespect directly and calmly, seeking clarification, or even choosing to walk away, depending on the situation. The key is to ensure that your response aligns with your values and contributes to your well-being, rather than your detriment. Remember, the fortress within you, built on rationality, virtue, and self-control, remains impervious to the slings and arrows of fortune as long as you maintain its walls. Continue to cultivate your inner citadel and watch how you begin to handle life's challenges not just with tolerance but with the wise composure of a true Stoic king. Lesson 2. Cultivating respect through Stoic integrity. Have you ever wondered what truly makes a person respected by others? Is it their status, their wealth, or perhaps their power? What if I told you that from a Stoic perspective, true respect is garnered through something far more enduring and within your control? Embodying Stoic principles naturally commands respect from those around you, shaping how they perceive and interact with you. Respect in Stoicism isn't sought directly. Rather, it is the natural consequence of living a life aligned with virtue and reason. The Stoics taught that respect earned through superficial means is fleeting and dependent on external circumstances. Instead, they championed a respect that stems from a consistent display of integrity, wisdom, and moral strength. This type of respect is enduring and does not waver with the tides of fortune. It is based on the recognition of your character by others, who see in you something aspirational that transcends ordinary qualities. Virtue is the cornerstone of Stoic philosophy and the true source of respect. The four cardinal virtues, wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, are qualities that, when practiced diligently, enhance your moral character and influence how others perceive you. Wisdom involves making reasoned decisions. Justice is about treating others fairly. Courage allows you to uphold your principles in the face of adversity, and temperance involves controlling one's excesses. Displaying these virtues in your daily interactions naturally cultivates respect among your peers, as they come to rely on your ethical consistency and moral fortitude. To integrate these virtues into your life, begin each day by choosing one virtue to focus on. Reflect on how you might demonstrate this virtue in your interactions throughout the day. For example, choose justice on one day and consider how you can ensure fairness in your dealings with colleagues or family. Keep a journal to record these reflections and your actions, reviewing them in the evening to assess your alignment with these Stoic ideals and identify areas for improvement. Consistency in your actions and words is crucial in earning and maintaining respect. The Stoics emphasize the importance of living according to one's principles at all times, not just when it is convenient or visible to others. This consistency builds trust and reliability, key components of respect. People are drawn to those who act as they say, whose lives are open books of integrity. When your actions consistently match your words, people not only respect you more but are also more likely to emulate your behavior. While it may seem counterintuitive, humility is a powerful tool in the Stoic arsenal for earning respect. Stoics advocate for a humility that acknowledges one's limitations and the contribution of others to one's success. This humility, coupled with empathy, understanding, and sharing the feelings of others, engenders deep respect. By recognizing and validating the emotions and achievements of others, you create an environment of mutual respect and appreciation. This is crucial in any community or relationship, fostering a culture where respect is both given and received. Respect is also about setting and respecting boundaries. Stoics teach us that by calmly asserting our boundaries, we demonstrate self-respect, which in turn encourages others to respect those boundaries. When you clearly define how you expect to be treated, without aggression but with firmness, you set a standard for your interactions. This not only protects your own peace of mind, but also models for others how to interact with you in a respectful and considerate manner. One of the most effective ways to earn respect is to lead by example. The Stoics believe that the best leaders are those who embody the virtues they wish to see in others. By living a life of virtue, you become a beacon for others, inspiring them through your actions rather than merely your words. This form of leadership does not need to impose or demand respect. It naturally attracts it through the quality of the leader's character and actions. By focusing on wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance in your daily life, and coupling these with humility and empathy, you set a foundation for genuine respect that endures regardless of external changes. Remember, the respect you receive is a reflection of the respect you give to yourself and to others. Cultivate your virtues, maintain your consistency, and watch as the world responds to the strength of your character with the respect you truly deserve. Lesson 3. Mastering the art of indifference to disrespect. Imagine facing a barrage of disrespect with the calm detachment of a seasoned philosopher. What if your peace of mind were impervious to the storms of external opinions and insults? The Stoics, such as Epictetus, taught that it's not what happens to you but how you react to it that matters. Let us explore how this profound indifference is not a lack of care, but a strategic focus on what truly matters: your response, your virtues, and your peace of mind. Stoic indifference involves distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not, and focusing our energy exclusively on the former. This principle is rooted in the realization that our control is limited to our own actions, decisions, and attitudes. When faced with disrespect, Stoics like Marcus Aurelius would remind us that external actions do not have the power to penetrate our inner fortitude unless we allow them. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength, Aurelius wrote. By adopting this mindset, you do not become cold or uncaring. Instead, you achieve a state of emotional and rational clarity that shields you from the needless distress of disrespect. Practicing stoic indifference teaches us the power of emotional detachment. This does not mean we do not feel emotions. Rather, we do not let them control our actions. Emotional detachment allows us to pause, reflect, and choose a response that aligns with our principles rather than reacting out of hurt or anger. This practice is about maintaining inner tranquility and letting go of the desire to control the uncontrollable. As Seneca stated, "If you wish to be loved, love." In the context of disrespect, this means maintaining your own standards of behavior and not stooping to the level of your detractors, thereby preserving your dignity and self-respect. Begin each day with a stoic visualization exercise. Picture yourself facing various forms of disrespect, from mild slights to more serious insults, and imagine yourself responding with calm indifference. Reflect on the transient nature of these external events. Men are disturbed not by things but by the view which they take of them, Epictetus taught. By changing your view, you change your response. This daily practice builds mental resilience and prepares you for real-life encounters, where your practiced indifference will serve as your shield. While indifference helps manage your internal reactions, setting clear boundaries is crucial for defining how you expect to be treated by others. Communicate these boundaries calmly and clearly without anger. Explain that while you are open to constructive criticism, disrespect will not be tolerated and will be met with disengagement. This stance is not about retaliation, but about self-respect. As Marcus Aurelius advised, whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize? This reflection not only tempers your response, but also helps in setting fair and reasonable boundaries. End each day with a period of reflection. Review instances where you faced disrespect and analyze your responses. Did you maintain your composure? Were your actions consistent with stoic indifference? What could you improve? This daily introspection reinforces your learning and gradually cements your ability to remain indifferent in the face of provocation. It is a vital step in mastering the stoic way of life, which values the serenity of the inner self above all external disturbances. By demonstrating how to effectively handle disrespect with indifference, you set a powerful example for those around you. Your behavior can inspire colleagues, friends, and family to adopt a similar approach to challenges. This leadership by example is a potent form of influence, promoting a more rational and peaceful way of dealing with interpersonal conflicts. As Epictetus said, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." Your lived example of indifference speaks volumes more than words ever could. In mastering the stoic art of indifference, you equip yourself with more than just a strategy for handling disrespect. You adopt a way of life that promotes inner peace, rational action, and moral integrity. Lesson 4: The Stoic Art of Transformational Forgiveness. Why should we forgive those who disrespect us? Isn't forgiveness just a way of allowing others to walk over us? On the contrary, Stoic philosophy teaches that forgiveness is an act of strength and control over one's emotions. It transforms potential resentment into a liberating sense of peace. Marcus Aurelius, a steadfast proponent of Stoic thought, once said, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." Forgiving those who disrespect us does not mean condoning their actions. Rather, it's about maintaining our own character and inner peace. It involves a profound understanding that others' disrespect says more about their struggles and weaknesses than about our worth. This lesson explores how forgiveness can be a powerful tool in handling disrespect, turning situations that might seem demeaning into opportunities for personal growth and strength. Does forgiving someone mean forgetting what they did? Stoic forgiveness is not about erasing memories or ignoring past offenses. It's about altering our response to those offenses. Forgiveness, according to Stoicism, involves recognizing that every individual acts according to their level of knowledge and virtue. As Epictetus stated, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." When someone disrespects us, they do so out of their own deficiencies in virtue or understanding. By forgiving them, We refuse to let their limitations dictate our emotional state. This process frees us from the burden of carrying anger and allows us to remain in control of our emotions, staying true to our stoic pursuit of tranquility. Isn't forgiveness just a passive response to being wronged? On the contrary, forgiveness is an active choice that benefits the forgiver more than the forgiven. It's a decision to preserve one's mental health and uphold one's values, irrespective of others' actions. Epictetus said, "Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness." Forgiveness is an extension of kindness, not only to others but also to oneself. It prevents the corrosive effects of bitterness and anger that can eat away at our well-being. By choosing to forgive, we align ourselves with Stoic virtues of wisdom and courage. Wisdom in understanding the nature of human faults and courage in choosing to rise above them. How do we begin to forgive, especially when the disrespect cuts deep? The first step in Stoic forgiveness is to reflect on the insignificance of most offenses in the grand scheme of our lives. Reflect on how little this moment of disrespect will matter in a year, or five, or ten. Marcus Aurelius advised us to consider the vastness of time and space, reminding us that many things that seem crucial are actually trivial. The next step is to empathize with the offender. Consider their motives, their circumstances, and their challenges. Often, this understanding lessens the sting of their words or actions. The final step is to actively decide to let go of the grievance, to not allow it to occupy your thoughts or poison your emotions any longer. This release is not a one-time act, but a practice that might need to be repeated. Should we always tell others when we forgive them? Communicating your forgiveness can be powerful, but it's not always necessary or advisable. The decision to inform someone about your forgiveness depends on the situation and your relationship with the person. If expressing your forgiveness can lead to a constructive dialogue and potentially improve the relationship, it may be beneficial to share it. However, the Stoics would remind us that our forgiveness does not require acknowledgement or acceptance from others to be effective. It's ultimately about freeing ourselves. Sometimes the most profound forgiveness happens quietly within the sanctum of our own hearts. Can forgiveness improve our interactions with others? Absolutely. Forgiveness can transform relationships, turning conflict into understanding and even mutual respect. When we forgive, we model the virtues we wish to see in others, potentially inspiring them to reflect on and possibly change their behavior. This doesn't guarantee that they will change, but it improves the likelihood of more respectful interactions in the future. Forgiveness also fosters a more peaceful personal and professional environment. It encourages a culture of openness and mutual respect, where people are not afraid to make mistakes or express themselves honestly. How important is it to forgive ourselves in these situations? Often, we may blame ourselves for the disrespect we encounter, especially if it triggers our insecurities. Self-forgiveness is a crucial aspect of Stoic practice. It involves acknowledging our own errors and flaws, learning from them, and then letting them go. Self-forgiveness prevents us from spiraling into self-doubt or self-criticism, which can be triggered by external disrespect. As Epictetus taught, it is not events that disturb people, it is their judgments concerning them. By forgiving ourselves, we maintain our self-esteem and continue our progress toward becoming the virtuous individuals we aspire to be. By choosing to forgive, we not only uphold our Stoic values, but also transform potential conflicts into opportunities for personal growth and inner peace. Forgiveness, both of others and of ourselves, is a testament to our strength and commitment to living a life guided by virtue. Lesson 5. The Stoic way of responding to disrespect with quiet confidence. Why does the way we carry ourselves matter so much when facing disrespect? In the Stoic philosophy, confidence is not about boasting or showing off. It's about possessing a quiet assurance that comes from knowing oneself and one's virtues. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." When disrespected, a truly confident individual, grounded in Stoic principles, responds not with insecurity or anger, but with a demeanor that reflects their inner stability and strength. This approach not only preserves one's dignity, but can also disarm and influence the offending party. Is Stoic confidence something we are born with, or can it be cultivated? Confidence, according to Stoic thought, is developed through the consistent practice of virtues and the cultivation of wisdom. It involves understanding what is within our control and acting only on that. Tony Robbins said, "Confidence comes from knowing the limits of our control. By focusing our efforts on our responses, our attitudes, and our virtues, we can develop a grounded sense of self-assuredness. This form of confidence is not shaken by external events or others' opinions because it is based on an internal commitment to living virtuously. Regular self-reflection, meditation on Stoic texts, and daily practice of these principles help build this foundational confidence. How can changing our perception help us manage disrespect more effectively? Perception is a central theme in Stoicism, as it dictates how we interpret and react to the world around us. Seneca wrote, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." By choosing to see disrespect not as a personal attack, but as a reflection of the speaker's character or state of mind, we can maintain our composure and respond appropriately. This shift in perception allows us to view such incidents as tests of our Stoic virtues, opportunities to practice patience, and maintain our equanimity. When we change our perception, we take control of the situation mentally and emotionally, ensuring that our response aligns with our principles rather than our instincts. What is the most effective way to communicate our confidence in a situation of disrespect? The Stoic way is always one of less is more. Communicating confidence effectively means doing so with subtlety and integrity. It involves maintaining eye contact, using a steady and calm tone of voice, and choosing words that reflect self-assuredness without aggression or defensiveness. It's about asserting your boundaries clearly and respectfully, letting the other person know that while you are unaffected by their disrespect, you expect civil interaction. This method shows that your confidence is not easily shaken and that you are in control of your emotions and reactions. Why should we strive to maintain composure when faced with disrespect? Composure is the external manifestation of internal confidence and is highly valued in Stoic practice. Marcus Aurelius noted, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Maintaining composure is crucial because it demonstrates that you are not swayed by external circumstances or provocations. It communicates to others that you are self-possessed and rooted in your philosophical beliefs. This not only strengthens your own resolve, but also serves as a powerful example to others, potentially diffusing tense situations and preventing escalation. How does exhibiting Stoic confidence impact our relationships with others? Displaying confidence in a Stoic manner, calmly and with quiet strength, naturally attracts respect from others and can transform relationships. When people see that you do not react pettily to disrespect but instead handle such situations with poise, they are more likely to trust and respect you. This respect can lead to healthier, more honest relationships. Furthermore, your Stoic confidence can inspire those around you to adopt similar attitudes and behaviors, promoting a more respectful and virtuous community. How does maintaining Stoic confidence in the face of disrespect shape our character over time? Each time we choose to respond to disrespect with confidence and composure, we reinforce our commitment to Stoic virtues. This repeated practice deeply ingrains these virtues in our character, making them more automatic and instinctive over time. As Epictetus said, "All cruelty springs from weakness." In demonstrating strength through our confident responses, we become more resilient and less vulnerable to external negativity. This development of character through Stoic confidence not only benefits us in moments of disrespect, but also in all aspects of life. When we face other types of challenges, be they personal, professional, or interpersonal, the same virtues apply and assist us. This ingrained resilience becomes a fundamental part of who we are, influencing how we approach every situation. It ensures that our reactions are not impulsive, but are instead thoughtful and consistent with our deeper values. How important is it to continually practice these Stoic principles? Regular practice is essential because it turns theoretical knowledge into practical wisdom. Epictetus famously said, "Practice yourself for heaven's sake in little things, and thence proceed to greater." Small daily acts of Stoic confidence and composure contribute to a lifetime of virtue. This continual practice helps us not only to react appropriately in the moment, but also to shape our long-term behavioral patterns. It fosters a habit of viewing life's disruptions as chances to demonstrate our Stoic virtues, thus solidifying our identity as individuals who live according to Stoic principles. How does our Stoic confidence affect those we interact with? When others observe our consistent calm and rational behavior in response to disrespect or adversity, it can have a profound influence on them. Our Stoic confidence can inspire colleagues, friends, and family to adopt a similar approach to challenges, promoting a more rational and peaceful way of dealing with conflicts and difficulties. As Marcus Aurelius pointed out, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. By choosing not to respond to negativity in kind, but instead demonstrating virtue and control, we set a powerful example for others to follow. What is the ultimate reward for maintaining Stoic confidence? The greatest reward is internal peace and satisfaction, knowing that we are living true to our principles. Stoic confidence ensures that we are not easily shaken by life's ups and downs, giving us a consistent sense of purpose and self-assurance. This internal harmony is the real success, far surpassing any external validation. Seneca emphasized that true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, which is a direct outcome of Stoic confidence. Why is the commitment to continuous learning and self-improvement vital in maintaining respect? Stoicism teaches that wisdom comes from a lifelong commitment to learning and self-improvement. Epictetus said, "Learning that does not lead to action is useless." By continually seeking to better ourselves and expand our understanding, we demonstrate a commitment to personal excellence. This pursuit not only enriches our lives but also enhances our interactions with others. People naturally respect those who are dedicated to personal growth because it shows a proactive approach to life and an unwillingness to be complacent. This dynamic aspect of our character keeps us relevant and respected in all our social and professional circles. Lesson 6. Cultivating influence and respect through Stoic presence. Why is presence so impactful in how others perceive and respect us? Presence, our way of being in the world, communicates much more than words alone. It encompasses our demeanor, body language, and even the subtleties of how we engage with others. Marcus Aurelius believed that the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts, suggesting that our inner state significantly influences our outward presence. This lesson explores how cultivating a Stoic presence can not only enhance how we are perceived by others, but also naturally engender respect. By embodying Stoic virtues in our presence, we align our external self with our internal philosophy, making respect a natural response from those around us. Is there a specific way to cultivate a Stoic presence that commands respect? Developing a Stoic presence involves more than just standing tall and looking confident. It requires the integration of Stoic virtues such as temperance, courage, wisdom, and justice into every interaction. Epictetus advised, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." This profound guidance suggests that embodying Stoic virtues consistently in our actions and reactions allows us to project a presence that is both commanding and composed. Practicing mindfulness in our daily interactions, being fully present in the moment, and responding to others with thoughtfulness and deliberation are all crucial steps in building a Stoic presence. How does self-control enhance our presence and respectability? In Stoicism, self-control is not merely about restraining negative impulses, it's about choosing behaviors that reflect our higher values. Seneca wrote, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you." Surrounding ourselves with individuals who embody the qualities we aspire to can significantly influence our behavior and self-control. By practicing self-control, we demonstrate mastery over our impulses and emotions, which in itself commands respect. A composed and controlled demeanor, especially in challenging situations, speaks volumes about our character and stability, thereby enhancing our presence. Why does consistency in our behavior influence how others respect us? Consistency in our actions reassures others of our reliability and integrity. When people know what to expect from us, they are more likely to respect us. The Stoic practice of living according to nature, that is, in alignment with reason and virtue, is inherently about consistency. Marcus Aurelius emphasized, "Just that you do the right thing, the rest doesn't matter." Regularly exhibiting behaviors that align with Stoic principles such as honesty, fairness, and patience establishes a predictable pattern that people admire and respect. This consistency in our Stoic practice not only builds trust, but also strengthens our presence by making our actions congruent with our beliefs. In what ways does being adaptable enhance our ability to command respect? Adaptability in Stoic terms does not mean compromising on our values, but rather adjusting our strategies based on the circumstances. This flexibility is a sign of a truly wise person. As Epictetus stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Being adaptable shows that we are thoughtful and capable of handling unexpected situations with grace. This ability not only increases our effectiveness in various situations, but also elevates the respect others have for us, as they see someone who combines strong principles with the practical wisdom to navigate the complexities of life. How does showing empathy influence the respect others have for us? Empathy might not be the first virtue associated with Stoicism, but it is a critical component of a respectful and influential presence. Stoics advocate for understanding the nature of human suffering and emotions. Demonstrating empathy, recognizing emotions in others, and responding with compassion can significantly enhance how others perceive us. It breaks down barriers and builds connections, making our interactions more meaningful. When people feel understood and valued, they are more likely to respect and listen to us, enhancing our overall influence. Why is reflective listening a key element in establishing a respectful Stoic presence? Reflective listening involves truly hearing what others are saying, understanding their message, and acknowledging their feelings. This practice not only improves communication, but also shows that we value others' perspectives. By engaging in reflective listening, we convey respect for others, which in turn fosters mutual respect. Epictetus once said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." Applying this in our interactions ensures that our presence is not just felt, but also valued, as it demonstrates a genuine interest in and respect for those with whom we interact. Cultivating a Stoic presence, rooted in virtue, consistency, adaptability, and empathy, can naturally enhance the respect we command. This presence is not about imposing our will on others, but about manifesting our internal virtues in a way that is both authentic and compelling. As we continue to practice these principles, our presence will not only draw respect, but also inspire those around us to embrace these timeless virtues. Lesson 7: The Stoic Path to Earning Lasting Respect Through Virtuous Leadership. Why do people naturally gravitate towards leaders who exhibit virtue? In Stoic philosophy, leadership is less about authority or power, and more about the ability to guide others through wisdom and moral integrity. Marcus Aurelius, himself an emperor, profoundly noted, "Waste no time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This lesson delves into how adopting Stoic virtues in leadership not only commands respect, but also fosters a culture of respect and integrity within any community or organization. By leading with virtue, you set a standard that transcends typical leadership paradigms and lays the groundwork for genuine, lasting respect. What specific virtues should a Stoic leader cultivate to enhance their ability to command respect? Stoic philosophy emphasizes four cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. A leader who embodies wisdom makes decisions that are thoughtful and informed, reflecting a deep understanding of their environment and the needs of those they lead. Justice involves treating everyone fairly and impartially, ensuring that actions and rewards are meted out equitably. Courage in leadership means standing up for what is right, even when it is not popular or easy. Lastly, temperance involves self-control and moderation, crucial for maintaining balance and focus in leadership. Epictetus once said, "First and foremost, make sure that you are never disturbed by anything, for if you keep your calm, you will master everything." This calmness is a direct result of practicing these virtues diligently. How does leading by example fundamentally influence the respect others have for a leader? When leaders practice what they preach, they embody the principles they advocate, creating a powerful model for others to follow. This consistency between words and actions builds trust and admiration, two essential components of respect. Seneca highlighted, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." By demonstrating satisfaction with what one has and showing gratitude, a leader teaches by example the virtue of contentment and humility. This not only earns respect, but also inspires those around them to emulate these values, thereby reinforcing a virtuous cycle within the group or community. How important is emotional intelligence in the context of Stoic leadership and earning respect? Emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and manage one's own emotions and those of others, enhances a leader's ability to navigate interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question. What fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize?" This introspection fosters empathy and patience, crucial traits for leaders aiming to connect with and understand their team deeply. Leaders who demonstrate emotional intelligence are more likely to resolve conflicts effectively, foster a positive work environment, and maintain morale, thereby increasing their respect among peers and subordinates. What are effective ways for Stoic leaders to communicate their values to ensure they are respected? Clear, consistent communication is vital in leadership. A Stoic leader must articulate their values and expectations not only through words, but also through their actions. Nelson Mandela said, "Speak in the language of the person you are speaking to." This means adapting your message in a way that resonates with your audience, making it relevant and impactful. By regularly sharing thoughts on personal growth, ethical challenges, and the importance of virtue, leaders can foster a dialogue that encourages reflection and discussion within their team, enhancing their stature and respectability. Why is transparency a critical element for Stoic leaders seeking respect? Transparency in leadership involves being open about decisions, successes, and failures. It builds trust and shows authenticity, qualities that are deeply respected. Marcus Aurelius professed, "Never regard something as doing you good if it makes you betray a trust, or lose your sense of shame, or makes you show hatred, suspicion, ill will, or hypocrisy." By being transparent, leaders demonstrate integrity and build a culture of honesty, which encourages similar behavior among their followers. This transparency not only earns respect, but also strengthens the leader's credibility and moral authority. What challenges are inherent in Stoic leadership, and how can these be turned into opportunities for gaining respect? Stoic leaders might face challenges such as being perceived as too detached or unemotional, especially in highly charged environments. To address this, leaders should balance their Stoic virtues with warmth and accessibility, showing that being rational and virtuous does not exclude compassion and empathy. As Epictetus noted, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." Leaders should focus on practical applications of their Stoic principles, demonstrating how these virtues address real-world challenges effectively and compassionately. Lesson 8: Navigating Disrespect with Stoic Wisdom and Diplomacy. Why should wisdom be the cornerstone of our response to disrespect? In the face of disrespect, a wise response can turn a potentially volatile situation into a moment of learning and personal growth. Marcus Aurelius once stated, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This profound insight suggests that responding with wisdom, rather than reacting out of anger or spite, exemplifies true strength and control. This lesson will explore how Stoic wisdom, combined with diplomacy, can guide us to handle disrespect gracefully, transforming challenges into opportunities for enhancing respect and understanding. By applying Stoic wisdom, we not only maintain our dignity but also influence others positively, fostering a more respectful interaction even in the midst of conflict. How can we actively cultivate Stoic wisdom in our daily interactions to better handle disrespect? Developing Stoic wisdom involves more than just theoretical knowledge. It requires practical application in the complexities of daily life. Epictetus taught, "Don't just say you have read books. Show that through them you have learned to think better, to be a more discriminating and reflective person." To cultivate this wisdom, practice reflection on your experiences, especially challenging ones, to glean insights into human behavior and motivations. Engage in regular self-assessment to understand your reactions and refine your ability to respond with equanimity. By continually learning from each interaction and striving to view situations from a broader perspective, you develop the wisdom that not only anticipates, but skillfully navigates disrespect. Why is diplomacy an essential tool in the Stoic toolkit for handling disrespect? Diplomacy involves the art of managing interactions in a sensitive and effective manner, aiming for the best possible outcome even in difficult situations. Epictetus emphasized the value of gentleness and tact. He argued, "A sword by itself does not slay. It is merely the weapon used by the slayer." In this light, diplomacy is the practice of using gentle words and tactful behavior as tools to diffuse hostility and foster cooperation. When combined with Stoic wisdom, diplomacy helps in articulating responses that respect both our dignity and the dignity of the other person, reducing conflict and enhancing mutual understanding. How can we effectively communicate our boundaries in a manner that commands respect and upholds our Stoic principles? Communicating boundaries clearly and respectfully is crucial in maintaining healthy relationships and self-respect. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question. What fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize?" This reflection encourages us to communicate from a place of understanding and mutual respect, rather than judgment. When stating boundaries, do so with clarity and firmness, but also with the understanding that your approach should encourage dialogue, rather than confrontation. Explain the reasoning behind your boundaries and the consequences of crossing them, ensuring that your message is heard and respected without escalating tensions. Why is maintaining composure so critical when we are confronted with disrespect? Composure in the face of disrespect reflects mastery over oneself, a key Stoic achievement. As Epictetus stated, "Keep your composure under all circumstances." Composure allows us to assess the situation calmly, respond appropriately, and not be swayed by our initial emotional reactions. This self-control not only prevents the situation from escalating, but also positions us as individuals of integrity and resilience. Others are more likely to respect and emulate someone who can remain calm and collected under pressure, thus enhancing our ability to lead by example. What strategies can help ensure that our responses to disrespect are both wise and diplomatic? One effective strategy is to pause before responding, giving yourself time to formulate a thoughtful and measured reply. During this pause, consider the potential long-term consequences of your words and actions. Aim to respond in a way that aligns with your core values and the Stoic virtue of temperance, which counsels moderation in all things. Additionally, practice active listening to fully understand the other person's perspective or grievances, which can inform a more effective and empathetic response. By combining these strategies, your response to disrespect can serve as a testament to your Stoic wisdom and diplomatic skills. How does responding to disrespect with wisdom and diplomacy impact our long-term relationships? Handling disrespect with wisdom and diplomacy not only resolves the immediate conflict, but also builds trust and respect over the long term. It demonstrates that you are someone who values constructive dialogue over conflict and personal growth over pride. This approach can transform potentially adversarial relationships into collaborations and increase mutual respect. As Epictetus said, "Men exist for the sake of one another. Teach them then, or bear with them." By choosing to teach through example and respond with understanding, we nurture relationships that are both resilient and respectful. Stoic wisdom and diplomacy are indispensable tools in handling disrespect. These virtues allow us to transform confrontations into opportunities for personal growth, relationship building, and mutual understanding. Lesson 9, the Stoic Art of Reflective Resilience. Why is reflection an important response to disrespect? Stoicism teaches that reflection is not merely a passive retreat, but a powerful tool to process and learn from each experience. Marcus Aurelius, a true practitioner of Stoic thought, once remarked, "Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up, if you will ever dig." When disrespected, pausing to reflect allows us to sift through our emotions, understand the intentions behind others' actions, and consider the most virtuous response. This lesson will delve into how Stoic reflection transforms potential negative reactions into a series of thoughtful responses that uphold our dignity and promote personal growth, helping us to handle disrespect with the composure of a king. How can reflection deepen our understanding of the nature and impact of disrespect? By reflecting on an instance of disrespect, we move beyond our initial emotional reactions to see the bigger picture. This analysis helps us understand not just why we feel hurt or offended, but also what specific aspects of the interaction triggered these feelings. Such insights are invaluable, as Epictetus pointed out. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Understanding the nature of disrespect allows us to address its root causes, whether they stem from misunderstandings, differing values, or intentional malice. Reflection thus equips us with the knowledge to better manage similar situations in the future, minimizing their emotional toll and enhancing our resilience. How does increasing our self-awareness improve our responses to disrespect? Self-awareness is a critical Stoic skill that involves recognizing our own values, triggers, and typical responses. By developing a deeper self-awareness, we are able to recognize when our reactions are disproportionate to the actual offense, allowing us to recalibrate our responses accordingly. As Marcus Aurelius advised, whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize? This introspective questioning promotes a humility and empathy that tempers our reactions, leading to responses that are measured, composed, and aligned with our Stoic principles. How can Stoic reflection build our emotional resilience in the face of disrespect? Emotional resilience is the ability to bounce back from negative experiences without lasting distress. Stoic reflection contributes to this resilience by helping us disentangle our emotions from the events that cause them. By regularly reflecting on our experiences and assessing our reactions, we train ourselves to respond with emotional equanimity rather than impulsivity. This practice, as recommended by Epictetus, involves examining our impressions and asking whether they are within our control. Such reflection not only soothes immediate distress, but also strengthens our long-term ability to face disrespect with calm and dignity. How does focusing on our virtues during times of disrespect benefit us? Reflecting on our virtues, wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, reminds us of the higher standards to which we aspire. When faced with disrespect, recalling these virtues can guide our responses, ensuring they contribute to our development rather than our detriment. This alignment with Stoic virtues ensures that our actions are not merely reactive, but are considered moves towards becoming the person we aim to be. As Seneca said, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." Each act of disrespect, then, becomes an opportunity to practice and reinforce our commitment to Stoic principles. How does engaging in reflective practice enhance our relationships? Reflection helps us see not only our perspective, but also that of the other person. It allows us to identify misunderstandings and provides insights into others' behaviors and motivations. This broader understanding can lead to more compassionate and effective communication. By responding thoughtfully, we show respect for others' feelings and viewpoints, which can help mend and strengthen relationships. This does not mean excusing disrespectful behavior, but rather addressing it in a way that promotes mutual respect and understanding, thus reducing future conflicts. Why is it important to model reflective responses for others? When we handle disrespect with reflection and poise, we set a powerful example for others. This modeling teaches others that disputes and misunderstandings can be handled thoughtfully and respectfully. Demonstrating how to respond to challenges with stoic reflection encourages others to adopt similar strategies, promoting a more rational and peaceful approach within our communities. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. By sharing this strength through example, we not only handle our own challenges more effectively, but also help others to do the same. Stoic reflection can transform the way we handle disrespect, turning potential conflicts into opportunities for personal growth and improved relationships. Through reflection, we gain a deeper understanding of both ourselves and others, enabling us to respond with wisdom and integrity. Lesson 10: Embodying Stoic Tranquility to Master Disrespect. Why should we aspire to achieve stoic tranquility in the face of disrespect? Tranquility, a core concept in Stoicism, refers to a deep-seated peace that comes from living in accordance with nature and reason. Marcus Aurelius once noted, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." This lesson explores how maintaining stoic tranquility can transform our responses to disrespect, allowing us to handle such situations with unmatched grace and composure. By achieving tranquility, we not only protect our inner peace from external disturbances, but also influence those around us through our calm and deliberate actions. How do we differentiate between tranquility and simpler forms of composure or detachment? Tranquility is not merely the absence of visible disturbance or a detached demeanor. It is a profound inner peace that permeates our thoughts and actions, regardless of external circumstances. Epictetus described tranquility as the good man's peaceful and untroubled flow of life. It is achieved through consistent practice of stoic virtues, leading to a state where external disrespect no longer disturbs our mental or emotional balance. This deep level of tranquility enables us to respond to disrespect not out of a need to defend our ego, but from a position of strength and wisdom. What are some practical steps to cultivate this stoic tranquility? The journey towards stoic tranquility begins with regular self-reflection and meditation, focusing on aligning our thoughts and actions with stoic virtues. It is important to practice mindfulness, remaining aware of our reactions to everyday events and training ourselves to respond with reason rather than emotion. Epictetus emphasized the importance of distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not, advising us to invest our energy wisely. By embracing practices such as journaling, deliberate reflection, and quiet contemplation, we gradually strengthen our ability to maintain tranquility even in the most challenging situations. Why must we fully understand what we can and cannot control in achieving tranquility? Recognizing the limits of our control is fundamental to Stoic philosophy and essential for achieving tranquility. Marcus Aurelius reminded us that you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. By understanding that our control is limited primarily to our own choices and reactions, we can better focus on these areas, reducing frustration and futile efforts to change what is beyond our reach. This awareness helps us maintain tranquility by letting go of the struggle against uncontrollable external events, including instances of disrespect. How does maintaining stoic tranquility positively influence our interactions with others? When we embody tranquility, our responses naturally become more measured, kind, and thoughtful. This demeanor can significantly influence the dynamics of our interactions. People are often disarmed by calmness in the face of provocation, which can lead to more respectful and constructive dialogues. Tranquility allows us to be better listeners and more empathetic communicators, traits that foster stronger, more positive relationships. As a result, our presence can encourage a more peaceful and respectful environment, promoting similar behavior in others. What long-term benefits does embodying stoic tranquility bring? The benefits of stoic tranquility extend far beyond individual moments of disrespect. Over time, this deep-seated peace enhances our overall quality of life, reducing stress, and increasing our happiness and satisfaction. It allows us to face life's challenges with a clear head and a steady heart, improving our decision-making and problem-solving abilities. Additionally, tranquility fosters a stronger sense of self, free from the fluctuations of external approval or criticism. This stability is attractive and commands respect, influencing others through our example and leadership. Why should we continuously strive to deepen our stoic tranquility? As with any virtue, tranquility strengthens with practice and weakens with neglect. Continuously striving for greater tranquility ensures that we are always progressing towards the ideal stoic life, one of reason, virtue, and peace. Each effort and success in maintaining tranquility in the face of disrespect or other disturbances serves as a stepping stone to higher levels of personal development. This continuous growth not only enriches our lives but also makes us beacons of stability and peace for those around us. By cultivating and embodying tranquility, we not only shield ourselves from the negative impacts of disrespect, but also transform our interactions and relationships. Tranquility allows us to lead by example, inspiring respect, and fostering a more virtuous community. As we continue to integrate these lessons into our daily lives, let us strive to maintain this tranquility, remembering that each moment of disrespect is an opportunity to reinforce our commitment to a stoic, tranquil life. Let the storms of life come. With stoic tranquility, we remain unshaken, our spirits undisturbed. Remember that each lesson builds upon the last, forming a robust framework for personal and interpersonal growth. From cultivating a calm indifference to embracing virtuous leadership, these lessons guide us to respond to life's challenges not just with tolerance, but with deliberate virtue and quiet confidence. Keep practicing, keep reflecting, and continue to live each day with the strength and tranquility of a true Stoic.